In CBS News, the White House.
In Israel, there is mixed reaction to Trump's threat that all hell will break out if Hamas doesn't release the remaining hostages by Saturday.
The most important thing is to get back our people to Israel and not push it and not threaten the Hamas, because that's not the way.
But Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu also warned today that his military will return to intense fighting if the hostages aren't released. Conservative strategist Steve Bannon has pleaded guilty to a fraud charge related to a private effort to build a wall along the southern border. CBS's Michael Wallace says that.
Bannon admits he deceived donors who gave money to the We Build the Wall campaign to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. He helped funnel some of the money to the group's CEO, Brian Colphage, who had vowed not to take any compensation. Colphage is serving 51 months in prison. Bannon's plea deal does not include any jail time. He was indicted on similar federal charges in 2020, but President Trump pardoned him.
President Trump is sending his Treasury Secretary to Ukraine. Trump said today on Truth Social, the war with Russia must end soon. Looking for eggs at your grocery store? Allison Keyes reports, if you find them, don't plan on stocking up on too many.
Bird flu is causing empty eggshelves in stores, including Trader Joe's, which has posted signs reading, at this time, only one dozen eggs per customer. Costco is also limiting purchases of fresh eggs, and David Park at the Luna Cafe in Seattle says,
we had to drive around all the markets.
More than 500 eggs were stolen from the cafe, which, along with other eateries, is struggling over high prices. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
A large portion of the U.S. is bracing for winter storms. Meteorologist Kate Bilo on round one.
D.C. looks kind of like the jackpot zone for this storm. We could see as much as 6 inches of snow in D.C. About 3 inches are forecasted snow total tonight in Philadelphia.
On Wall Street, the Dow is currently up 135 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A winter storm warning will go into effect at noon tomorrow. It'll run through 3 a.m. Thursday. Expected snowfall totals at this point range from 6 to 9 inches. Racine County is expanding access to its aquatic offerings. The 2025 scholarship program at the S.C. Johnson Community Aquatic Center has begun taking applications. The program offers substantial discounts on season passes and water safety programs for families meeting specific income eligibility. Pavement in Mount Pleasant will get broken up next week. A storm water drainage project will have Deerfield Road closed between Chapel Lane and Newman Road. That'll happen next week. The following week, there'll be a closure of Newman between Northwestern Avenue and Deerfield. Emmertson is being suggested as an alternate. If you're looking to get to know the people running to rep your neighborhood, check out RacineCountyEye.com. You can do a deep dive into those who filled out paperwork to run in many area races. It's all at RacineCountyEye.com. And the Brewers have introduced a commemorative patch for the Uke. They'll wear it all season long, and it features Bob Uecker's signature on a gold and navy plaid design. The patch will be worn by the team during spring training and throughout the regular season. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks get beat by the Warriors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks battled but came up short to Golden State, 125-111 in favor of the Warriors. The loss came one day after the Bucks had beat the Clippers on Sunday. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Thought overall our guys fought. They hung in there. I thought we were playing on tired legs. You could see that. You know, the only one that looked fresh was Dame in a lot of ways. He was aggressive. But, you know, it's a combination of 2 weeks home, 2 weeks, and now we leave back tomorrow. So we knew this was coming. Not a lot we can do about it. Hopefully we can muster up enough energy and rest and play this last game before we get our real rest.
The Bucks in Minnesota tomorrow night against the Timberwolves. Giannis Antetokounmpo's now missed 6 games with that calf muscle injury in his left leg, and he's going to be out for the NBA All-Star game this weekend. College Hoops, 18th-ranked Marquette hosts DePaul tonight. Number 16th-ranked Wisconsin at Purdue this Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
W-R-J. partly sunny today with highs in the low 20s. Clouds will increase tonight and snow moves in by late tomorrow morning. Could be heavy at times and it'll be windy. And it'll lay down a good 3 to 5 inches throughout the day and another 2 to 4 inches at night. Which is why a winter storm watch has been issued. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know. Take the last train to Cottsville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, 'cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Diane Carlson is on the line, the executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Always has great ideas of things to do around the Racine area. What do you have for us today, Diane?
I want to give an opening shout out to the Wall Poems Project. This is a project that ArtRoot has created, and you might have seen their wall poems, murals around town. It's been going on a few years. Mm-hmm. And right now they're accepting poetry submissions for their eighth. Well, the next one they do will be their eighth. They're planning farther ahead. Mm-hmm. Their next outdoor mural.
Okay.
So if you are a poet from Racine, living or deceased, if you have someone that you want to submit on behalf of, mm-hmm. 18 or older, you have the opportunity to submit some poetry excerpts and see if they choose your poem to be on the next wall poem mural. And they'll pair up the poems with some art from students at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. So it's a collaborative effort that then is brought to the community to all enjoy.
Cool.
It is a very cool project.
How does one get involved in that?
I am glad you asked. The current deadline is coming up on Friday, February 14th. So take a look at what submissions you might have ready to go or get inspired, and then visit the ArtRoot Facebook page or artroot.org, and there's the details on how to submit your poems.
All right, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
What time it was. All I
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. We'll be right back.
BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet on WRJN. And we want to say congratulations to Nick Beshore. Nick Beshore was the winner of our Valentine's Day Timeless Gifts giveaway. And he's going to be enjoying some sweets, some jewelry, some flowers, a romance CD, and a date night, Herman's Hermits and the Association concert on February 28th. And it's all thanks to Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Also, Rasmus and Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Again, congratulations to you, Nick Beshore. It's Timeless Hits from your Valentine, WRJN.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-4214. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-4214. That's 800-575-4214.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Check out this lineup. Coming to the State Fair this year on August 10th, it's the Happy Together Tour 2025. Here's the lineup. The Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett, the Vogues, and the Cowsills. That's all coming up at the State Fair on August 10th. And I don't know, if you listen to Don Rosen this week on the morning show, you just might have a chance to win some tickets to see the Happy Together Tour.
Drop yourself in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music. Green tambourine. Drop a dime before. Jackson, my tears.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens with recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays. See the entire WRJN sports lineup at WRJN.com. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A winter storm warning will go into effect at noon tomorrow. It'll run through 3 a.m. Thursday. Expected snowfall totals at this point range from 6 to 9 inches. Lake effect snow may increase the totals in certain areas, and snowfall rates could be up to an inch an hour at times. Driving home tomorrow could be a problem. The latest is coming up in the forecast. If your travels take you down I-94, you may have seen those tracks going up. Crews at Six Flags Great America have completed building the Wrath of Rakshasa dive coaster. The final track piece was placed this week at the ride's highest point. The new attraction has a 96-degree drop and 5 inversions. It's scheduled to open this year. In a tribute to Bob Uecker, the Milwaukee Brewers have introduced a special patch for the upcoming season. It's adorned with Uecker's signature on a gold and navy plaid design. It'll be worn by the team during spring training and throughout the regular season. It'll first appear February 22nd during the team's preseason game against the Reds in Phoenix. And the governor was in Racine yesterday to talk about kids. Evers spoke at the Acelero Learning Center on Mound, with education the top topic. Read all about his visit at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny today with highs in the low 20s. Clouds will increase tonight and snow moves in by late tomorrow morning. Could be heavy at times and it'll be windy. And it'll lay down a good 3 to 5 inches throughout the day and another 2 to 4 inches at night, which is why a winter storm watch has been issued. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
See clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. Says here, scientists say pigeons can understand up to 60 words. Great. So now we know that when you say, please don't poop on my car, they're just ignoring you.
Slow down. You move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling flowers growing, ain't you got no rhymes for me?
easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter. Ooh, tell things are gonna get easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Remember, we've partnered now with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear headlines and breaking news here on WRJN and then go in depth and read the details online at racinecountyeye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. It's the Racine County Eye and WRJN.
Nothing you can say.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for listening today, and don't forget to check out the Don Rosen Morning Show. You can listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 here on WRJN.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Valentine's Day is Friday, and it's all about being sweet. O&H Danish Bakery knows more about being sweet than just about anyone. Their Valentine Cherry Heart Kringle will express your sentiments tastefully. Meant to be shared and enjoyed, this hand-formed heart kringle has a delicious Door County cherry filling with pink icing, and it's sprinkled with red sugar. Share and enjoy it with your Valentine. Go straight for the heart kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours, and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Going to have to clear some snow tomorrow. That snow will continue tonight with a low of 18. Tomorrow, snow could be heavy at times with a high of 28. Snow accumulations tomorrow, 3 to 5 inches possible.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, the mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. Yeah. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Gym.
could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump met with a